From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on This Day in Maine, Thursday, December 19th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Nearly 150 caseworkers have signed a letter expressing no confidence in the leader of Maine's Office of Child and Family Services. Nicole Ogrisco reports.
The workers are calling on the Department of Health and Human Services Commissioner and Governor Janet Mills to find an immediate replacement for Director Bobby Johnson. The Maine Service Employees Association, which represents the workers, also filed a workplace complaint with the state's Labor Department. Union Field Representative Robin Upton Sukforth says child services leadership hasn't listened to worker concerns about housing children in state custody, in hotels or emergency rooms. And she says at least 10 caseworkers have been assaulted by children in their hotel rooms, and that the staff lack the training to de-escalate those situations.
The amount of time and emotional toil, not only on caseworkers, which are doing the extreme amount of overtime, but on these kids, is unsustainable.
In statements, both DHHS Commissioner Sarah Gagne-Holmes and Governor Janet Mills expressed full confidence in Johnson. A spokesperson for the governor says the union's claims are meritless. He says Johnson has been traveling around the state to hear out concerns from frontline workers. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicole Ogrisco.
Food insecurity is on the rise in Maine, according to new data from the national nonprofit group Hunger Free America. A snapshot survey conducted over the summer found that nearly 100,000 Maine residents didn't have enough to eat. That's a nearly 50% increase from 3 years ago. The findings in Maine are in line with a national increase in food security, according to the report. Hunger Free America says the surge is due in part to the rollback or expiration of several pandemic-era support programs, including the expanded child tax credits and SNAP benefits. Though federal data show an overall decrease in food insecurity over the last decade in Maine, hunger prevention groups in Maine cautioned that data doesn't reflect a recent uptick, as Mainers continue to struggle with higher grocery prices and the winding down of COVID relief funding. Nearly 50 people gathered outside Hope House Health and Living Center in Bangor last night to remember those who have died while homeless and people who are still experiencing homelessness. Attendees wrote the names of those who have died on paper stars to hang on a brightly lit Christmas tree outside, intentionally just a few days before the winter solstice, the longest night of the year. Lori Dwyer is the president and CEO of Penobscot Community Healthcare, which runs Hope House.
And I really have a simple ask, and that is that as more light comes into our literal worlds, that you all continue to bring your light and shine it on this problem and help continue the work towards solving the problem of homelessness, because it is solvable and we can do it together.
The vigil came shortly after the 3-year anniversary of the death of 3 homeless men in a fire after they had been forced to leave an encampment in Bangor. The U.S. Senate unanimously passed a land use bill that would improve access to the Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monument. The bill would allow the National Park Service to acquire nearly 2,500 acres of land, either through purchase or easement, to provide southern vehicle access to the monument. Brian Henricks with Friends of Katahdin Woods and Waters says the biggest concern now is that the U.S. House will not have time to pass the bill before the end of the legislative session.
There's just so much going on in the House that I think the concern is that time will run out and negotiations on the larger funding packages will obscure progress on some of these other issues.
If the House does pass the bill, the Park Service can begin negotiating with landowners near the monument. Maine law enforcement shut down another unlicensed marijuana grow operation in the town of Cornville yesterday, the latest in a string of similar incidents. According to the Somerset County Sheriff's Office, officers found about 1,500 marijuana plants and more than 50 pounds of processed marijuana. 2 New York residents were arrested at the property and charged with unlawful trafficking in scheduled drugs and cultivation of marijuana. The sheriff's office says it has executed 22 search warrants this year relating to illegal marijuana cultivation, a pattern that has drawn the attention of federal prosecutors. Earlier this year, U.S. Attorney Darcy McElwee said federal investigators had identified a pattern of transnational criminal enterprises with alleged ties to China operating unlicensed marijuana grow operations in at least 20 states. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, a 2025 music preview. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.